We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 10, Purgatory, Part 2 of 3.
This whole book sounds very familiar.
What do you mean?
It's just weird. I mean, we had an apartment building too, but ours was bigger and we had more people.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, and this generator thing, that was already up and running by the time I got there. I'm telling you, we were... Sorry. Am I distracting you?
No. Go on. I was just thinking...
This Michael guy, jeez, what a jerk.
Well, he can be, but it wasn't his... I really don't want to talk about him.
Wait, why?
Keep reading. You'll see.
And the smell thing. We figured that out the first week. But I will say, so far, it sounds like you guys have been damn lucky. You haven't lost very many people.
Yeah. Guess so. You lost a lot?
Oh, yeah. We seem to lose them in bulk.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Do you even care?
Yes. I do. Go on.
No. It's okay. You keep thinking.
Sam.
I'll keep reading.
Sam. Please. So you were...
Look, sorry I brought it up. Really, isn't much to tell. Yes, we were hit. And we lost a lot of people. Our convoy gets attacked in the rain. Not much more than that. Boom, they're all gone. And then the tower. Boom. They get inside and...
Wait! He got inside? How?
Crazy thing. I have no idea. I wish I did. I didn't think it was possible with the way they set it up. We had everything secure. But... One random day, I'm upstairs... washing clothes, and I hear screaming downstairs. It came so fast.
You what?
That's it. I took the fire escape and was able to run away. They caught me a few days later, and here I am.
Samantha? What happened in the tower? Do you want to talk about it?
Not really. What's done is done. What will be, will be.
Please.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I don't think you would have brought it up if you didn't.
It doesn't matter now.
They came so fast that... You what?
I ran. I didn't think. I just ran.
That's nothing to be ashamed of.
I ran, not even thinking.
That's nothing.
I left my daughter behind. I didn't even think twice.
You did what you had to do to survive.
And a lot of good it did. Look where I am now. I should have at least been with her. She wouldn't have to be alone in the end. I guess this is penance.
Or purgatory. Sam, I don't know what to say.
Wouldn't expect you to. This whole thing could be worse. I guess I'm lucky to have someone with me in the end. Well, someone who can talk.
This is not the end.
Fine. Keep doing what you were doing. But I wouldn't sit on that. It's broken. Wait, what are you doing?
Breaking it further.
I don't think you'll be able to. Oh, you did.
See? Now we have something.
You have a broken chair leg. I'd hardly call that something.
It is.
Seriously? There's no way you're getting through the door or the window with that.
Exactly. We are not dying in here. See? Look. The window may be solid plastic. The door solid wood. But this wall is just plaster. A lot of plaster. But just plaster.
But that'll take forever.
Not if you help me. Now come on. We'll take shifts. There's still hope. There's always hope.
Riley and I remained motionless in the pile. Just as a layer of skin from the forearm of some woman started to drape over my eyes, they wandered away. It sounded like something was calling them, but at the time I didn't pay attention or care why it was happening, just that it was happening. The moment they wandered out of earshot, we fell forward out of the mountain of flesh.
My eyes, Angel. I can't see.
Hold still. I got it. Oh, I have nothing to wipe my hands off with. I'm covered.
Just get that chunk out. Can you grab it?
There. Got it.
Well, you're lucky I can't see where my bow is, because I'd stick you against the wall.
I had no idea we'd be in there for so long.
Angel, I like that you and all, but I don't think I can go any further. Look, I feel so sick. I doubt I could hold my bow straight.
And my gun is covered in, well, that. One shot and it's gonna jam. You might be right. Maybe we should just turn around.
What? And leave that too?
You just said that...
Well, you're supposed to talk me out of it. I'm just trying to make you feel guilty for putting me through that.
I feel like I've been punished enough. But we can't go on like this.
Oh, my fingers are sticking together.
Going home or getting Datu, we can't function like this. Hey, come on. I think I saw something back there that might help. We backtracked down a long hallway through several security doors. I wasn't worried if we ran into zombies, since with the amount of decaying flesh on us, we started to resemble them, both in smell and looks.
Oh, my hair keeps draining onto my face.
Oh, this way. I think it's... Here, hold on, let me get my flashlight.
I can't see a thing. Ow!
I told you to be careful. Yeah, just through here.
A locker room.
Get in quick.
Angel, the water's probably off here.
Shh. We need to make sure it's clear.
I bet they would have come running when they saw your light.
Yeah. Well, it's clear.
Like last time?
Hey, keep it up and you're not going to get cleaned off.
Towels are just going to rub it in deeper. I told you there's no running water.
Don't you have any faith in me? Here, hold the light.
Oh, I didn't even think of...
I know you didn't. There are two bottles over there. Enough for two. Now it's going to be a little cold.
Just pour.
Shh, keep your voice down.
Sorry, it's so cold. Oh, it feels so good.
Hey, lean forward. You got some chunks on the back of your hair. Bite your lip.
I can't see, thank God.
Okay. Well, you want to...
What, you're next? But I'm still...
No, I don't think there's any way good to say this, but I think you should take your clothes off.
Yeah, I do have that stuff everywhere.
And I kind of need to pour it on you.
Well, yeah, and I can't lift it and clean at the same time.
Okay. So you're okay with it?
I'd be cold, but it's worth it, right?
No, I meant, you know, in front of me.
Excuse me, just because you have to hold the water jug doesn't mean you have to have your eyes open.
Oh, yeah, no, I just thought, you know, because, you know, I thought we were going to be adults about this.
Grab the jug and close them.
Just don't get the flashlight wet.
No peeking.
I swear.
Don't forget your next.
Promise?
Stop it.
Getting pretty tired. You want to take over?
Yeah. Sit down. I got it. I thought you said you were tired.
My arms are. Let's see if you keep up that kind of strength after you've been here a few days. It doesn't take much to keep reading this thing.
I haven't written much in there. I'm surprised you're not done.
For a journal, you don't write much about yourself.
It's not supposed to be about me. No one would really care to read about that.
I might.
Well, thanks. I think.
Where are you from?
Luzon. That's in the...
Philippines. I know where it is.
Oh? You know about...
A little. I'm a smart girl. Kids?
Two.
I don't know any good way of asking this, but are they with you in the tower?
They're back home. In Luzon. With their grandparents.
So, they might be okay then.
I pray for that every day.
So, back home, your kids are with your parents?
Yeah.
With your wife?
Been gone a long time.
Oh, I'm so sorry. She's...
No. She's just a tramp.
Oh.
Yeah. Let me after the youngest was only two. Not sure where she went and why. Came home from work. And the kids were on the couch. Who does that?
Wait, so why are you here then if your family's back there?
Wasn't making enough. My brother found me a job here in the States. I send money back home and take night classes for a better job.
Wow. Did you do all that for them?
Well, I did. Since those things don't really matter much anymore, I'm working my way to get back home to them.
And you won't ever give that up, will you?
Not a chance. Hey! Check this out! I can fit my hand through!
Isn't that something?
Well, it's a start.
No, it's great. It is. I'm sorry.
You got tired. it's no problem.
No, not that. About earlier. It was easier to give up than to keep fighting.
We'll get out of here. I promise.
I believe you.
Hey, you're a little too close. I don't want to knock you over.
Sorry, it was getting cold over there.
I don't think the air coming out of this hole is any better. Feel that?
So, when we're out, you think you might take me to your home? Your tower?
We have plenty of room. What? Why do you have that look on your face?
I'm just smiling. I'm happy.
Well, first things first. I need to get through this. Otherwise, we're not going... anywhere.
I know. I'll let you work.
I suppose I don't have to.
Oh, come on. You're right. Keep working.
But...
We can pick that up later when we don't smell and taste like this place anymore.
Oh, I smell.
So do I. Don't take it personal. Keep working. Didn't mean to distract you.
Distract me as much as you want. Wait, and I taste?
Here are some clean ones, and I think these will fit.
Can I turn around now? This is getting ridiculous, considering the situation.
Fine.
I should have gone first.
Just be glad you're clean.
Trust me, I am. I just wish I was warm, too.
I bet you also wish you told me not to peek.
What?
There's another set of clothes in that locker there. Didn't fit me. You can be number 10.
You didn't really peek, did you?
Like you said, it doesn't matter.
I need a light over here. Thanks. Number 10?
Isn't that a little generous?
Wait, what? What does that mean?
Nothing. Just get dressed already. Ah, crap.
Is it bad?
Well, I don't know. I could try clinging in that more, but I think it might just jam without any CLP to keep the bolt free.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Oh, I wasn't very...
Okay, all right. That's enough of that. It's cold, okay?
Sorry, you just keep setting yourself up.
Okay, well, the gun thing. Wait. I mean, the M16 bolt thing. How did you...
What? I pay attention to Bert's gun lessons. I have my priorities straight.
Well, what about your bow? Any arrows left?
A little waterlogged, but I think they'll still fly. I think I'll trust this more than your rifle or my pistol. Well, here you go. Good luck.
I am so tired of having a broken rifle.
I have medication for that back in the tower.
Okay, that is it. Give me the flashlight. I think we're done here.
Okay, you keep going on about it. What? What is it?
Datu's tracker's almost dead.
So, what are we going to do about it? You still want to leave?
Well, we better go before we lose it.
Right behind you.
You go first. You got the...
The bow, right. Well, can you tell from that thing where to go from here?
Figure we go further down the dark corridor, right? That should take us directly under the pile of bodies and right to the other stairwell. The tracker's elevation should be, like, a few floors up.
If that's where you think, I feel really turned around right now.
Wait.
A hockey stick? Really?
Hey, it's got a decent reach. I need something if my rifle jams. Oh, Datu, you better be alive.
I can almost fit my head through.
Well, don't try. All we need is you getting stuck.
At least now I can knock big chunks out. This might not take as long as we... Are you paying attention? What are you doing?
Just writing something.
Oh?
I ran out of things to read, so I am adding some of my own. Things I'm sure would help. And done. Here you go.
Well, thanks. You hear that?
Hear what?
I thought I heard something. It sounded like it was in the rink.
See anything down there?
There's hundreds of them gathered around the rink. Wait. Looks like there's one in the center. His skin is all weird looking.
Get away from the window. We need to get through this now.
I don't understand. Why?
They're coming.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. Be sure to join the Facebook group for updates and information on the podcast. To find out more or become a sponsor, visit www.thezombiepodcast.com or free on the iTunes Store, keyword We're Alive. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shane Salk, Claire Doden, Elisa Elliott, Jay Olegario, Manly Woods, Blair Byhauer, Nico Marvin, Tammy Klein, Scott Marvin, and
featuring Rebecca Roberts.
I'm Michael Swan, edited by Rosemary Merez. This chapter was written by Catherine Botts and Casey Whalen, associate producer Jason Scott, composers Katie Whalen and Ron Gallagher, produced by Shane Salk and Casey Whalen. This has been a Wayland production.